This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will provide Kyiv with a new military package worth up to $500 million, the U.S. Defense Department announced on Tuesday.
Additional security assistance to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. This is the 41st drawdown of equipment from DoD inventories for Ukraine since August 2021.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the package will include ground vehicles, including Bradley fighting vehicles and Stryker armored personnel carriers, and munitions for high-mobility artillery rocket systems. South Africa's foreign minister on Tuesday called the recent incident in Russia an attempted mutiny and said it will not prevent African leaders seeking peace in the Ukraine conflict. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
African leaders will still seek an end to the war in Ukraine, South Africa's foreign minister said on Tuesday. Naledi Pandor's comments come after dramatic scenes in Russia with fighters from the mercenary Wagner group marching on Moscow before being called back to their bases.
It will not affect our intention of continuing to engage with both countries.
Earlier this month, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa and other African leaders visited Ukraine and Russia on a peace mission. Their proposals were, to some degree, rebuffed by both Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny on trial on extremism charges that could see him in prison for decades on Tuesday wondered out loudly why he was a greater threat to Russia than the mercenaries who had launched the armed mutiny. In tweets posted by his aides, he said he'd been allowed no radio or conversations in his penal colony since June 1st. This is VOA News. The leader of Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces announced a 48-hour ceasefire starting Wednesday for a Muslim holiday. Michael Atit reports from Juba, South Sudan.
The commander of the Sudan paramilitary rapid support forces, Muhammad Hamdan Dagalo, known as Himeti, announced the 48-hour ceasefire for Al-Adha festivities from early Wednesday morning through Thursday night. Himeti declared a two-day unilateral truce honoring the Muslims' Adha festivity. He says his forces will remain in their position and will act only in self-defense. Himeti notes the unilateral ceasefire shows the commitment of his forces to end fighting and end the suffering of civilians. Michael Atit for VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
Wildfires raging across Canada, made more intense by global warming, have released more planet-warming carbon dioxide in the first 6 months of 2023 than any full year on record, EU scientists said Tuesday. Hundreds of forest fires since early May have generated nearly 600 million tons of CO2, equivalent to 88% of the country's total greenhouse gas emissions from all sources in 2021. The service reported more than half of the carbon pollution went up in smoke in June alone. Authorities have confirmed that British actor Julian Sands died while hiking on a Southern California mountain. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department said Tuesday remains found by hikers have been identified as the 65-year-old Sands, who went missing in January. He starred in many acclaimed films of the 1980s and 90s, including the 1985 British romance A Room with a View opposite Helena Bonham Carter. American TV and radio personality Ryan Seacrest will be the new host of Wheel of Fortune, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Ryan Seacrest says in a statement he is truly humbled to take over Wheel of Fortune from Pat Sajak, who says the upcoming 41st season of the game show will be his last as host. Sony Pictures confirm Seacrest has signed a multi-year deal to host the show starting in 2024. Seacrest says he can't wait to continue the tradition of spinning the wheel and working alongside the great Vanna White. Seacrest also hosts American Idol and New Year's Rockin' Eve, as well as a radio show. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.